I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Burkina Faso has had a little turmoil recently. In the last 5 days, they've had a massive uprising, a parliament dissolved, a presidential resignation, and a military-led interim government. Tim Chambers is with Compassion International West Africa. Although they're helping over 52,000 kids in Burkina Faso,
it has not affected our churches in any way that we know of. We've had no reports of any of our churches being damaged or threatened or anything, as well as any of our children. Our families, as far as we know, they're all safe.
Be praying for their church partners. If you want details on how Compassion works, you can find them at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the new parliament in Ukraine is 11 days old. The October election left the Communist Party without a single seat in parliament. Separatist regions in the east rejected voter results and held their own election on Sunday. Here's what's remarkable about the West, though. Four evangelical Baptists were elected to the parliament, and pro-Western parties now hold the majority. Slavic Gospel Association tells us God is moving and answering prayer in this region. Details at our website. And Christian Dalits are being discriminated against again in India. It's not bad enough that they're called untouchables. The government says it shouldn't and won't help the country's poorest citizens. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes.
They don't want to offer assistance to these minority groups because they're fearful that Hindus will convert just so they can get government assistance.
Get more details, connect with Open Doors, and take action at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It's free. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.